Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome back to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the University of South Florida, or USF. We'll be looking at their research, how they turn that research into real-world solutions, the impact of their entrepreneurship programs, and even peek into the financials and future of entrepreneurship at USF. Our sources include articles from USF's website, their annual reports, and some news articles featuring some of their cool initiatives.
Sounds like a fascinating mix. Universities are often these hidden powerhouses of innovation, and it seems like USF is really making a name for itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they recently joined the Association of American Universities, the AAU. That's a pretty exclusive club for research universities.
It's a big deal. They're the first public university in Florida to join in almost 40 years.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to the caliber of their research. They're also one of only 56 public research universities with a very high research activity designation from the Carnegie Foundation.
Yeah.
And they're recognized for their community engagement. That's a pretty unique combination.
It seems like they're walking the walk when it comes to making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about turning research into something tangible. They're ranked 14th among American public research universities for generating new patents. And they secured 88 new patents just last year. What kind of research is leading to these patents?
Their research spans a wide range of fields, but one area where they're really making strides is in sustainable solutions, for example. One of their recent patents is for a new type of solar cell technology that significantly increases efficiency and reduces manufacturing costs.
That's huge. Imagine the impact that could have on renewable energy adoption. But having a patent is just the first step.
Right.
How do they actually bridge the gap between the lab and the marketplace?
That's where their Technology Transfer Office, or TTO, comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The TTO acts as a matchmaker, connecting groundbreaking research with the people and resources needed to turn it into real-world products and solutions. They help researchers navigate the complexities of patents, licensing agreements, and commercialization strategies. They even help launch startup companies based on USF technologies.
So it's not just about protecting intellectual property. It's about creating a pathway for these discoveries to actually benefit society.
Exactly. And they're pretty successful at it. In fact, USF spin-out companies created 1,700 jobs and brought in $1.5 billion in revenue last year.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's not just about technology and patents. USF also seems to have a strong focus on developing entrepreneurial talent. Their Knott Center for Entrepreneurship is nationally ranked 10th for graduate programs and 17th for undergraduate programs. What sets their approach apart?
It's not just about teaching business basics. They go beyond that. Fostering a mindset of innovation and problem solving, they provide mentorship opportunities, connect students with experienced entrepreneurs and investors, and really emphasize real-world application. They have a program called the Student Innovation Incubator, where students can get hands-on experience developing their ideas and even launching their own ventures.
It sounds like they're giving students the tools and experience they need to actually become successful entrepreneurs.
They are. And they're attracting students from all sorts of backgrounds, not just business majors. They recognize that innovation can come from anywhere. And they encourage students from different disciplines to collaborate and bring their unique perspectives to the table.
That cross-disciplinary approach is so important. Some of the most groundbreaking innovations come from people who can connect the dots between seemingly unrelated fields. But let's talk about the impact of all this entrepreneurial activity. What kind of economic ripple effect is USF creating?
Their impact is significant. USF boasts a $6.02 billion economic impact in Florida and supports 68,704 jobs in the state. That means for every dollar the state invests in USF, $14.70 is generated in economic output. And many of those jobs are in high skill, high wage industries like life sciences,
mm-hmm.
information technology, and financial services.
That's a pretty impressive return on investment. So they're not just an academic institution, they're a major economic driver for the state.
Exactly. And their commitment to entrepreneurship is only growing. They have plans to further expand the Knott Center's reach, launch new programs, and create even more opportunities for students and faculty to engage in entrepreneurial activities.
Okay. We've talked about research, patents, technology transfer,
mm-hmm.
and entrepreneurship programs. But before we move on to the future of entrepreneurship at USF, let's take a closer look at the financial side of things.
Excellent point. The financials often tell the story of an institution's priorities.
And in USF's case, it seems like they're putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to innovation and entrepreneurship.
They are. And their ambition is evident in their goal of securing $1 billion in annual research funding. That's a bold goal, but it highlights their commitment to pushing the boundaries of knowledge and driving innovation.
It sounds like they're really positioning themselves as a leader in the research and innovation space. But how do they plan to actually achieve that ambitious funding goal? What are some of the key strategies they're pursuing?
That's a great question, and it leads us right into our next segment.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
They're not just relying on traditional funding sources. They're exploring creative partnerships, leveraging their strengths in areas like blue tech, and fostering an entrepreneurial ecosystem that attracts investment.
So how is USF pursuing that billion-dollar funding goal? What are their strategies?
Well, they're diversifying their funding sources. It's not just about government grants anymore. They're actively courting private investment, forming strategic partnerships with industry leaders, and even tapping into philanthropy networks.
That makes sense. Spreading the net wide helps mitigate risk and opens doors to new opportunities.
Right. And they're leveraging their areas of expertise. One area they're focusing on is blue tech, using innovation to address ocean-related challenges. It's a rapidly growing field, and USF is positioning itself as a leader.
We touched on blue tech briefly earlier, but I'm curious to learn more. What exactly does blue tech entail, and how is USF making waves in this space?
Blue tech encompasses a vast array of innovations aimed at promoting ocean health and sustainability. Think everything from sustainable aquaculture and ocean energy to coastal protection and marine biotechnology.
It sounds like a field ripe with possibilities, considering the vastness and importance of our oceans.
Exactly. And USF is diving in headfirst. They've launched a blue tech accelerator called the Continuum, providing startups with funding, mentorship, and resources to scale their solutions.
That's a very targeted approach. And it aligns with their overall strategy of turning research into real-world solutions. What kind of blue tech innovations are coming out of USF?
They're working on some fascinating projects, for instance. One team is developing biodegradable plastics from seaweed, which could revolutionize the packaging industry and reduce ocean plastic pollution. Another group is exploring the use of artificial intelligence to monitor and predict harmful algal blooms, which can devastate marine ecosystems and coastal economies.
Those are just two examples. But they showcase the potential of blue tech to address some of our planet's most pressing challenges. And it seems like USF is playing a vital role in fostering this innovation. But let's not forget about the human element, the students. How is USF preparing them to be future leaders in the field of entrepreneurship?
Their focus goes beyond simply equipping students with business skills. It's about fostering an entrepreneurial mindset, encouraging them to think creatively, to embrace risk, to be problem solvers.
So it's about cultivating a spirit of innovation and giving them the confidence to pursue their ideas, whether they're launching a business or tackling a social issue. How are they doing that?
They've created a unique ecosystem of support. The Knott Center offers workshops, mentorship programs, and even funding opportunities. Students get to work on real-world projects, network with industry professionals, and even pitch their ideas to investors.
It sounds like they're getting a crash course in what it takes to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And they're doing it in a supportive environment that encourages experimentation and learning from mistakes.
Precisely. And it's paying off. Many USF graduates are going on to launch successful startups, creating jobs, and contributing to the economy.
We've talked about USF's impressive economic impact, but their influence extends far beyond dollar figures, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Their commitment to research, innovation, and entrepreneurship is having a ripple effect throughout the community and beyond. They're attracting top talent to the region, fostering a culture of innovation, and inspiring the next generation of entrepreneurs and changemakers.
It's quite impressive how USF is weaving itself into the fabric of the Tampa Bay region and establishing itself as a key player in the global innovation landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But as with any ambitious endeavor, there are bound to be challenges. What are some of the hurdles USF faces as it strives to reach its goals?
Well, funding is always a challenge, especially in a competitive research environment. But USF is being strategic. They're actively seeking out diverse funding sources, forming strategic partnerships, and demonstrating a strong return on investment.
That makes sense. They need to make a compelling case for why investing in USF is a smart move. What are some other challenges they face?
Staying ahead of the curve. The world of research and innovation is constantly evolving. New technologies emerge, new industries arise, and new challenges demand solutions. USF needs to be agile to anticipate these shifts and to adapt its strategies accordingly.
It's the nature of progress, isn't it? It's a constant process of learning, adapting, and pushing boundaries. So how is USF preparing to navigate these rapid changes?
They're investing in cutting-edge research facilities, recruiting top-tier faculty, mm-hmm. and fostering a culture of interdisciplinary collaboration. They're breaking down silos between departments and encouraging researchers from different fields to work together. They're also actively engaging with the community, seeking input from industry partners, and listening to the needs of the people they serve.
It sounds like they're building a dynamic and responsive institution that's well-equipped to navigate the complexities of the 21st century. But as we wrap up this segment, I'm curious about your overall impressions of USF's approach to research and entrepreneurship. What stands out to you?
What's most striking is their unwavering commitment to making a real-world impact. They're not content with simply generating knowledge. They want to see that knowledge translated into tangible solutions that benefit society.
It's refreshing to see an institution that's not just talking about innovation,
yeah.
but actively living it. Making it a core part of their identity. And they're doing it with a sense of purpose that extends beyond the bottom line. But what does this all mean for the future of entrepreneurship at USF? What can we expect to see in the years to come?
That's a great question. And one that leads us into our final segment. USF is poised to become a global hub for innovation, a place where groundbreaking research meets entrepreneurial spirit, where students are empowered to become changemakers, and where the boundaries between academia and the real world are increasingly blurred.
We've talked about USF's impressive track record in research, technology transfer, and entrepreneurship. But what does the future hold for them? What's their vision for entrepreneurship in the years to come?
Well, USF seems to be embracing a future where the lines between academia and the real world become increasingly blurred. They envision a university that's not just a place of learning, but a dynamic hub of innovation, a catalyst for economic growth, and a driving force for positive change in the community and beyond.
It's a bold vision.
Yeah.
But what are the concrete steps they're taking to make that vision a reality? What's on the horizon for entrepreneurship at USF?
They're investing heavily in building an entrepreneurial ecosystem that extends beyond the traditional boundaries of the university. They're creating partnerships with industry leaders, venture capitalists, and community organizations to provide students and faculty with the resources and connections they need to succeed.
So it's not just about building programs within the university. It's about creating a network that spans the entire region and beyond.
Exactly. They're fostering a culture where innovation can flourish. This means supporting student entrepreneurs, encouraging faculty to commercialize their research, and attracting established companies to set up shop in the USF ecosystem.
It's a multi-pronged approach. They're nurturing homegrown talent,
yeah.
leveraging the expertise of their faculty, and bringing in outside perspectives and resources. But what about the students? How will they benefit from this evolving approach to entrepreneurship?
Students will have more opportunities than ever before to gain real-world experience. They'll be able to work on projects with real companies, learn from experienced mentors, and even launch their own ventures with the support of the university.
It sounds like they're creating a sort of entrepreneurial boot camp where students can develop the skills and connections they need to thrive in a rapidly changing world.
That's a great analogy. But it's not just about practical skills. USF is also focused on fostering a mindset of innovation.
Yeah.
Adaptability and resilience in their students.
Those are qualities that are essential for success in any field, not just entrepreneurship. It seems like they're equipping their students with the tools they need to become lifelong learners and problem solvers.
Absolutely. And they're doing it with a focus on social impact. They're encouraging students to think about how they can use their entrepreneurial skills to address challenges facing their communities and the world.
So it's not just about creating successful businesses. It's about creating a better future.
Precisely. USF is fostering a generation of entrepreneurs who are not only driven by profit, but also by purpose.
We've talked a lot about USF's plans, but what are some of the potential challenges they might face in realizing this ambitious vision for the future of entrepreneurship?
One challenge will be navigating the complexities of a rapidly changing world. Technology is evolving at an unprecedented pace, industries are being disrupted, and global challenges are becoming increasingly interconnected. USF will need to remain agile and adaptable to keep pace with these changes.
It's a reminder that innovation is not a destination, but a journey. It requires constant learning, experimentation, and adaptation. What are some other hurdles they might encounter?
Another challenge will be securing the necessary resources, especially financial resources. Fostering a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem requires significant investment in infrastructure, programs, and talent.
It's an ongoing process of building relationships, making strategic investments, and demonstrating a return on those investments.
Exactly. But perhaps the biggest challenge will be cultural. Shifting the mindset of a large institution like a university takes time and effort.
It's about creating a culture where risk-taking is encouraged, where failure is seen as a learning opportunity, and where collaboration and interdisciplinary thinking are the norm.
Right, and it's about engaging the wider community, building bridges between academia and industry, and fostering a shared sense of purpose. It's a big task, but it's clear that USF is committed to making it happen.
As we wrap up this deep dive into the University of South Florida, I'm left with a sense of awe at their ambition and optimism about their potential. They're not just talking about innovation and entrepreneurship, they're embedding it into the very fabric of the institution.
Their commitment to turning research into real-world solutions, empowering students to become changemakers, and fostering a culture of innovation is truly inspiring.
And while there will undoubtedly be challenges along the way, it's clear that USF is poised to play a significant role in shaping the future of not just the Tampa Bay region, but the world.
It's a future I'm excited to witness.
Me too. And I can't wait to see what groundbreaking innovations and impactful ventures emerge from the USF ecosystem in the years to come. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the University of South Florida. We'll be back soon with another insightful exploration of a fascinating topic. Till then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep an eye on USF.